These.
Kick out football.
Go football.
Are the Michael K. Show.
It's football.
Pro Picks.
I've been watching it for 40 years. 40.
40.
Wow. Wow, Michael.
What do you think of the picture?
You'd never been more right.
I know.
Oh, come on.
It's almost like it's like the Manson family.
Yeah, I get that Manson vibe.
Yeah, that's just not true.
Like a Squeaky Fromm kind of Charles get together before some meeting.
He went there.
They're on a farm somewhere.
You mean they look like
a dumpster?
Like in the last Tarantino movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, like the weird.
The old Western farm.
You know what? And you want to talk about controversy? That might be his best movie.
It's a crazy take by you, but I enjoy the take.
Well, it's time now for the Michael K. Show Pro Picks, brought to you by Bud Light. Remember, everybody, we leave, at 6 o'clock as they go into their pregame show for the Yankees and the Rays. Game will be on TBS, and then after the game, the postgame will be on YES. Also, after the game on 98.7, you can listen to the game right here. Larry Hardesty will take you to 7 o'clock, or 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
1 a.m. All right, so since I won, I guess I go first, right?
That's right.
I'll be quick with this because, you know, why belabor it? My one-point pick, I'm going to take the Ravens giving 13.5 over the Bengals.
Ugh, terrible pick.
The Ravens' average margin of victory is 21 points.
It's a beautiful pick.
And their defense is great, except against Kansas City. And as good as Joe Burrow is, he's not Patrick Mahomes. The Bengals have a defense that's susceptible to the run. That's what the Ravens do well. They haven't thrown the ball that great this year, but they do run well. So, you know, I know 13.5 sounds like a lot, and it is, but, you know, you have a 17-3 game, boom, you've covered, and that's what they expect to happen. All right, now, I'm going to need help from Andrew on this because on the lines that he gives me, he has Indy Pick'em Browns. So the Browns are the home team. Does that mean I get a half a point? I guess I do, right?
No.
It's just a how could
I
it be a
pick'em?
I guess
it doesn't matter. You can't get, you know, so it doesn't, I don't think it really matters. Unless
it does matter because it could end in a tie.
It could.
Usually the home team gives a half point.
And he acknowledges that on the spread. So if it's a pick'em, that probably means that they were a half point dog, and now it's moved up to a pick'em.
No, he doesn't acknowledge that.
He
would never, ever have just a pick'em.
Wait, what is the issue here?
You can't have a pick'em because you can't have a tie in our picks.
All right, so give
then they call it a half.
All right,
give the Browns a half point. They're home.
All right, fine. All right, so Indy is getting a half point. They have a really good defense. A total of 29 points in the last three games. 11, 7, and 11. The Browns have scored 35, 34, and 49 points in the last three games. They're both on three-game winning streaks. They're both 3-1. The Browns do not have Nick Chubb. All right, they're looking to go 4-1 for the first time, I think, since 1994. I'm taking Indianapolis. I like Indianapolis in this game because the Browns' level of competition is not that high so far. So we'll see exactly what they get with Indianapolis. I think Indianapolis could slow them down and win that game. That's my two-point pick. My three-point pick, I'm taking the Rams. I'm giving 8.5 over the Washington football team.
Terrible pick.
Quarterback change, Kyle Allen, has hands, I heard, the size of Christian Wiig's character in SNL. So there could be some strip sacks and things like that. It was 7.5. People are betting the Rams. It's jumped up to 8.5. I'll give the 8.5 as Washington's going to L.A. in that beautiful stadium, and I think they're going to lose. So I'll take the Rams as my three-point pick. Rams, three-point pick. Indy, two-point pick. Ravens, one-point pick. Don.
All right, as my one-point pick, and that's just really to avoid controversy, I have not been able to find the spread. It's almost like this game's off the board. It's the Tuesday game between the Bills and the Titans. And I got the Titans favored by 6.5. I just love the Bills here. COVID's obviously been a major problem for the Titans, so that's no Adam Humphries, no Jeffrey Simmons, no Corey Davis. Tennessee is 0-3 against the spread so far this year, which is tough to do with how well they played overall. So I like the Bills as my one-point play.
Jaguars, what happens if that game is scratched, though? You're going to have to pick a Monday night game on Monday.
We'll deal with it on Monday. The game is on Tuesday. So
okay.
Jags and Texans. Texans obviously just let go of their coach. They're 0-4. They're reeling. I think that will work to their advantage. Watson should be able to tear up a Jacksonville team that has really struggled over the last three, four games against the pass. So I like the Texans to cover the 5.5 at home, maybe get a little bit of something out of getting rid of the coach that apparently J.J. Watt and the rest of the team didn't like. So I'm going against Doug Marrone and the Jaguars.
How about
there.
Romeo Crennel, the oldest coach in NFL history?
By three, yeah, it's crazy.
By 3 years,
right?
You told me. Yeah.
That really surprised me. It's 73, 155 days. The oldest coach in the history of the NFL. George Halas and Marv Levy both coached at 70. That's kind of crazy. And my three-point play, guys, Cardinals coming here to the Jets. As of right now, this game is on the board. You know, I look at the combo of Murray and Hopkins the same way I look at the Allen and Diggs combination in week one, right? Big-time wide receiver, how do the Jets stop it? A quarterback that can beat the Jets with his legs, how do you stop him? Jets 0-4 against the spread. They've got the worst cover differential in the league at 10.5 points. So you know what? Cardinals favored by 6.5. I think they cover that easily. So I've got the Cardinals as my three-point play, the Texans as my two-point play, and Bills as my one-point play.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, go for it, Peter. This should be fun.
You know, things happen in life. I'm going to put 1 point on Indianapolis, 2 points on the Cardinals. Good night and good luck.
All right.
You know what? That's all it's worth. I think you made a wise move.
I mean, if you want me to say it slower so people can bet against me.
Indy and the Cardinals. So you're going against Don's three-point pick. You're going with my two-point pick.
Well, I'm going with R.J. Bell.
Interesting.
Wait a minute. He's not going against me.
I'm not going against him.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I'm putting 2 points on the Cardinals. How are the Jets stopping?
It makes me nervous.
It should. It absolutely should. You should be terrified. You guys should both be
terrified. You should be terrified that he went with you, Don, for 3 points.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh. Yeah, both of you should be. I went with both of you on picks. So watch out. That should be my new technique.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.